Happy Cyber Monday. Do you want a Bad Friends merch tie-dye shirt or hoodie? They're restocked, baby. So go to badfriendsmerch.com. That's the only place to get official Bad Friends gear. Or just go right down below in the merch bar. You can see there's going to be all the stuff restocked. So happy shopping.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
What did you watch last night?
Well, it was a movie called The Dark and the Wicked. And I've never heard anything about it. So, you know, I saw it on iTunes. I was like, I'll look at some reviews. And, like, I saw 30 reviews on YouTube. So I bought it. I watched it last night. Oh, it's so good.
The Dark and the Wicked.
Oh, yeah.
Who's in it?
No one that you would know, but a lot of white people.
No, I know a lot of white people.
I know, but there's so many white people. You don't know all the white people.
You don't know. We kind of know each other.
Not all the whites.
Well, name one.
I don't even know their names. I mean, I've never seen them before.
The Dark and the Wicked.
But it's like, it's basically, I'll just tell you the premise of the movie.
Ooh. By the way, Maren Ireland, know her. Michael Abbott Jr., I know him. Julie Oliver Touchstone, Lynn Andrews, Tom Nowicki, Michael Zagst.
You know all those guys.
I know all these butts.
From your white meetings?
Yeah, my white meeting.
When you do your Zoom white meeting, what, is there like a billion fucking little slots there?
Well, there's not a billion of us.
There's not a billion white people?
I don't think so.
I'm sure there is.
Well,
it feels because your egos are so big.
Well,
it seems like a billion.
There's 375 million
Americans. Yeah.
How many of them are white?
Probably, I would say
the dominant majority.
45%.
You think less than 50?
I think that minorities or ethnic people collectively
make up more than whites.
I think so.
Okay, so then we're 40%. Mm-hmm. So why are you guys complaining that you're the minority? Sounds like we're the minority, pal.
What we collectively we have joined forces like the Avengers.
You should to take on the great white ghost.
Maybe you're right. We're complaining too much. The Dark and the Wicked is about. So it's in the country. It's so scary.
Yeah.
Whenever I go to a farm, I'm scared. As it is.
I don't want to go anywhere near farms.
I know, me either.
Oh, they're gross.
Like, I've done road gigs where I'm driven by farms, and I'll be with a comic, and they go, let's go touch a cow. I go, fuck that.
Nope.
Fuck that cow.
Nope.
You know, I go, moo, fuck you.
Moo.
Moo, foo. Moo. And I just don't trust it. And so
crazy shit happens on Children of the Corn.
Well, even real things like Ed Gein.
Ed Gein Farmhouse.
Farmhouse.
Who else? What else was farmhouse crazy stuff?
George.
George is born on a farm.
Yeah, so that's all I need to know. So basically it's in a farmhouse. And so this older couple, yeah, probably in their 70s, right?
Perfect.
The father's sick.
Yeah, of
so
course.
He's like kind of in hospice in-house, in the house, dying.
Okay.
He's got tubes in the...
Yeah.
There's a nurse there. Right. And then the mother... is telling her two adult children not to come, but they come anyway.
Don't come. Daddy's ain't gonna make. He's not gonna
last. No, something else. Don't come. I can't tell you what it is.
Well, don't give it away.
I'm not gonna.
Okay.
But don't come, because shit's going down all around here.
Well, then you're gonna come. That sounds fun. What's going on?
No, like levitating.
Oh.
Levitations.
Okay.
Shit moving around. So, but they come anyway, like white people do. Because if my dad called, don't come. All right.
Okay, bye.
No.
Right back to video games.
No. But you, right? I mean, if your parents said, don't come, would you come?
Well, that is white instinct. I would go, why? Why don't you want me to come? Something happened.
Yeah, Asian instinct is, we trust you.
Yeah.
There's something going on. You don't have to explain it.
I'll go the other way.
But there's a gut instinctual thing going on.
Yeah,
right?
We go home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I have to add another point of view that is, that's why I don't like now Asian horror movies.
Why?
Because the characters in the Asian horror movies don't seem as scared.
Right. Someone's like, oh, and they're just like,
No, but like if they're zombies, right, we'll fight back.
Yeah.
Oh, zombie, right, and they'll pick up a sword. Hi, 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 right? Whereas white people would run.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they don't seem as scared to me.
And who lives? The whites. The whites live.
That's true.
And the Asians are like, they get bit and eaten.
So back to The Dark and the Wicked.
Yeah.
The adult children come, right? And then, it's not...
You can't give anything away.
I'm not going to give it away, but can I describe a scene?
Well, that's giving it away.
I know, but it's not the plot of the point of the movie. I think it's in the trailer.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So,
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. It's late at night. Let me just say, if this happened to you, what would you do?
Okay.
Your mom decides at midnight to chop vegetables.
Oh, I'm leaving.
No, really? Right? You done that?
I'm leaving. Yeah. Why are you up chopping vegetables at midnight?
Right.
What are you doing?
And then what kind of kid are you to not go, what are you doing?
Mom, what are you doing?
Yeah. You're making the pot roast now? Right. So this is what,
in silence, right? She was cutting.
So they go to bed, the adult children.
Like, no big deal.
Yeah, cut. You know, she's going through something.
Okay.
Right. And then she starts cutting faster. Yeah, and then it starts going fast. And she goes past the onion. Right.
Right.
She goes past the onions.
Cuts off the dad's dick.
No, and starts chopping her own fingers. Right? But not just one part. Just like, it's like diced onions.
Slice and dice.
Yeah, yeah. The kids wake up and they go to the kitchen and they see beautifully sliced onions, beautifully sliced carrots, right? With fingernails and shit.
Pieces of finger
and blood all over the place.
Right. And they're like, holy shit,
what the fuck's going on? Right?
Yeah.
And then they go, Mom! Right? They yell out into the farmlands. I don't know what they call it.
Farmland sounds right.
Yeah, yeah. They yell out in the farmlands.
Yeah.
Mom! Mom! And they're just, you can see them running around, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the distance, you know, the camera cuts back.
Pans out.
Well, the camera's in a farmhouse, right? It's zoomed into them yelling, Mom! And as it peels back, you can see the feet of the mom dangling from the farm. She hung herself.
Because she cut her hand.
No, we don't know.
That makes sense.
Yeah. How does that make sense?
Because if you accidentally cut your finger and you're like, oh, God, I got to kill myself.
Right. It's embarrassing.
It's the next step.
Yeah, it's the next step. So that's how the movie opens.
Ooh.
Right? So then, you know.
Where does
you
it go
see,
from there?
It gets fucking so scary.
Cool.
Man.
Lots of murder?
Not murder, just suspicious things going on.
Well, I like it. Did you watch
shit,
it?
But no, she does. She won't watch it. But
why?
Shit. But there's shit that goes on in these white people fucking horror movies.
It's better.
They're very good because of your fright.
Mm-hmm.
Witnessing your fright,
mm-hmm.
right, makes me experience what it's like to be you.
To be white?
Exactly.
But you'll never be white.
Never.
No.
I'll never be a coward.
We're not.
Yeah. And I'll never be weak.
You are very weak.
I know I am.
Yeah. I'm you could be white.
I am white.
Why are you so scared to watch horror movies, Rude?
I'm not.
This is how she watches it.
I want to watch
this is
it,
how she
but
watches it.
Bobby doesn't
this,
invite
no, no, no.
Me.
This is how she watches it. Okay. Mm-hmm. She goes into like a pill bug, right?
Yeah.
Into a ball.
Right.
Then she'll take 52,000 blankets
yeah.
and put it on top of her, right? Right? In a ball. And then one eye is watching the whole fucking thing.
Why are you so scared?
Because it's scary, but I still want to watch it.
But when you watch them with Tito Bobby and Kalila.
Kalila's in her name.
Well, I was going to say Tito Kalila, but I know that I was going to say Tito Kalila.
My girlfriend's name's Kalila.
Auntie Kalila. When you watch it with them, do you not? You never get through it? You have to quit early? Or can you finish the whole thing?
I can finish.
See, are you good at finishing in one sitting?
Oh, yeah.
I can't. Not because I'm freaked out or anything. Just every movie, every show, I got to stop.
Well, it takes you out of the momentum, no?
Nah, something. I need a break. Like, you know how you need a cigarette once in a while? I need to just walk away for a little
you
bit.
You walk away and then you come back next day?
A couple hours later, next day. I can't do it in one swing.
Any movie.
Any show, any movie. Movie theater's the only thing that can keep me in there the whole time.
Right.
If have I'm watching movies at home.
Have you ever left a movie?
About 100 times.
Where you just stood up.
Star Wars.
Which one? The second one?
The second or third. Which one was the one that came out in... It came out here. We'll ask one of the resident dorks down below.
It's the one that I almost walked out. I think is the same one.
2000.
It's the one where Princess Leia flies in space.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Yeah.
Gone.
Once she did that, and she did the like Mary Poppins like flying through the space.
Get out of here.
I stood up.
I left.
And I was making a decision. I should. That's ridiculous.
So annoying.
That's not a force.
No.
Right, I'm gonna go, and then I was with people.
Just leave.
I go, you want to go? And they're like, nah. All right.
You stayed.
I stayed.
You're a good friend.
Oh, this just got worse and worse. And then, like, there was a part in there where, like,
Which one was that?
They
you
went
guys?
To the casino when they went to the, you know what I mean, where they had the fat, chubby Asian chick.
Yeah.
Which she's a great actress, by the way. Mm. And she got roasted online.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you didn't help just now.
I know it. She's a very talented actress.
Sure.
She looks like me.
Yeah.
She looks like me, but with a
you're
vagina.
You're mad because she stole the role. That could have been for you.
No way.
When they say steal the role, are they referring to your body type as well? All right, go ahead.
Okay, that's rude. And
it's real.
Attack, and you're being mean.
And that's mean,
and you're
but
bad,
fun.
You're what?
I'm not.
You are. I'm not. That's gross.
Which Star Wars is it?
It's the second one. It was called Return of the Jedi.
Is it Return?
No.
Which one is it, Andres?
Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi.
Yeah, and it was the last time I watched one.
Oh, you didn't see that follow-up?
No.
I wanted to see the follow-up of it just to see what, because J.J. Abrams was in the helm again.
Right, he directed, became,
so he's like, I gotta fix it.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, could he fix it, right? But you know what threw me off in the third one is when I saw the trailer for the third one coming out.
Yeah.
And at the end of the trailer, do you remember what you heard? Someone laughing.
No.
The Emperor.
Oh.
Right? Oh. And I'm like, he's alive.
He's alive, yeah. They just gave that away.
The Emperor's alive. The Emperor. The one that got thrown in that shaft, in electricity. Ah, remember?
Was it electric? Is that what
remember
it was?
Remember he was like zapping Luke?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was
yeah.
zapping Luke, right? With his shit, right?
Yeah.
His wizard shit, right? Right? Yeah. And he's like, no, whatever he was doing, Luke, right? And then fucking Anakin or Darth Vader, not my son, right? He picks up, right? The Emperor throws him, and the Emperor's flying, still with the electricity, right? He goes, right? So with the electricity, he's like, falling, right? This is how far he falls. Times 10, right?
Yeah.
It probably hits the asphalt, implodes.
Yeah.
Right?
Explodes.
Then, whatever, right? Whatever he does. Then you hear, in the fucking trailer.
He's alive.
He's alive? He's fucking alive. So, but I saw it anyway.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see if he could do it.
That laugh.
And he kind of did.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Do you remember the original Batman, Batman 1? Do you remember Batman 1 well or no?
With the Michael Keaton,
the greatest one.
Yeah, that wasn't the greatest one.
Best one by far.
Oh, I love this.
Best one by
you're
far.
You're so you're blasphemy.
Best one by far.
Why? Because of Jack Nicholson?
Jack and Michael together were two. Look,
great movie.
Here's why.
Great movie.
When I was a kid,
yeah,
and I was a huge fan of Batman. Batman is my by far the only superhero I like.
Yeah.
Okay, because I think Superman is whack. I don't like any of the other ones. I like Batman, and when I saw his face in the mask, that looked like what Batman was to me. It just made perfect sense. And his voice was it was perfect. And that scene.
You know who directed it?
And that scene.
Who directed it?
Edward James Olmos.
Who directed your favorite Batman movie?
I know exactly who directed it.
Who was it?
The same guy that helped write it. He's the same guy that did Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, what's his name? Say it.
Edward James Olmos.
No, that's his name. What's his name?
His name is Ed. He did Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, what's his name? You forgot his name, did you not?
He did.
You forgot the name? Tell me the name.
He did.
Yeah.
No, I know it's Tim Burton, but he did.
Okay,
but
good.
Tim did.
Very good.
No, I'm a huge fan. Did you go see the exhibit when it was at?
Oh yeah, I was at the exhibit.
I went twice.
I put the stuff up.
You did?
Yeah.
That was you?
I'm the one that was putting the stuff up.
They were yelling at you.
I know, they were yelling. Faster!
Come
I was
on,
like,
you little dumpling!
Right.
No, Burton, the reason I loved it so much, but that laugh that you did was, remember when the Joker had fallen off the building? And he died and he was smashed into the earth below? But in his pocket was the little laughing chatter.
That was a really good scene.
And it was...
Yeah, it was a really good scene.
So I used to do that around my house. My mom would fucking lose it.
Right.
I'd be in another room going...
Yeah.
And she'd go, stop it! Stop it!
Yeah. If you were...
I watched that movie 1,000 times.
If I was a Batman villain, which one would I be?
Ooh...
And I already know who you're going to say.
Mr. Freeze. No, I'm kidding.
No, I know who
no,
you're going to
say. You'd be the Penguin. You'd be DeVito.
Exactly. Fuck you. I knew you were going to say that.
Oswald
fuck
Cobblepot.
You. Yeah.
Oswald
you'd be Two-Face.
Yes.
Yeah, you would be.
Fink.
You know, you think, yeah.
Fink. My coin?
You'd, yeah.
Who would Rudy be?
Poison Ivy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Poison you would Ivy. Be Poison Ivy.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you seem at a distance, just like Poison Ivy physically, the plant, it seems fine and harmless. Mm-hmm. Then what happens? You touch it.
Yeah.
It's paralytic. You become.
Yeah.
That's your Poison Ivy, aren't you?
Yeah. George would be Bane. The opposite of Bane.
George would be. Yeah. I
don't know. There isn't one. Does it? Because I would.
Well, Andreas is the Joker.
No, Andreas is the Riddler to me.
The Riddle.
Okay, Riddler, Joker. It's the next intonation.
They're two different characters.
I know, but they came from one another.
They're not brothers. What are you talking about?
They influenced one another.
They all influenced each other.
No.
Yes.
How did the Penguin get influenced by any
How
other?
How did the Riddler get influenced by the Joker?
They have a similar demeanor.
Yeah, but they weren't like, you know, like Riddler didn't call Joker and go, hey, man, I'll just let you know.
Yes, he did.
My style is based on your clothing. They never was
You don't think
discussion.
They sat down and had a drink and gave him props?
No, there was not like.
That he wasn't like, I got most of what I have from you.
It's not like J.J. Abrams and Spielberg. You know what I mean? That type
Same
of
a, guy.
All right.
They're both Jewish.
I think that, so you're saying that the first Batman.
First Batman's the best Batman.
Is better than The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight is a great movie, right? But you love The Dark Knight mostly because of the visuals, right? But in its time, the Batman for its time, the original, because without crazy special effects that we've got today and the visuals that we're able to do today, for its time, was remarkable.
Christopher Nolan isn't necessarily – his whole thing is less, you know what I mean, visual effects
sure,
and
but
more real-time
still
effects.
Still has it anyway.
I understand that, but the thing is – You know, number one, The Dark Knight is a superior movie.
It's not.
It really is.
You just like it because it's way more
it's
current.
It's realistic.
It's more current. What was not realistic about the original?
If somebody falls into a vat of chemicals,
yeah.
They would die.
Is this Roger Rabbit? What movie are you talking about now?
How does the Joker become the Joker in the your version of the Batman?
First of all.
How does he become the Joker?
He doesn't fall into a vat.
What does he fall into? Chemicals, right?
He part of his body gets chemicalized. Yeah.
No, he falls into a gigantic thing of fucking chemicals.
Yeah, but he does. You don't know if they're corrosive. We don't know if they're going to kill you.
It's going to kill you, that green shit.
The Emperor is still alive.
No.
This transcends.
Dead. It's not real.
None of it's real, you fucking goof.
You wanted to say gook, huh?
Goof.
Gook.
I said goof.
You wanted to put the K in.
Nope.
But you want to.
No.
Don't call me Goof then. It's too close to Gook.
Goof is fine.
All right.
You fucking Goof.
You fucking.
What if it's Goofk?
Goofk. That's a good. You Goofk. That's good. That's really good.
ShipStation.
I love ShipStation, Andrew, because it's a product that we use here at Bad Friends. We use this service. The holiday season is here. Do you guys know that? And holiday shoppers are buying more stuff online than ever before. And if you're an online seller, Andrew,
yeah, like us.
Are you struggling to keep up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Get your ship together with ShipStation.
With ShipStation.com.
Yes.
That's right. It's the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. A few clicks, you're managing orders, putting out shipping labels, getting your products out fast. The result? Us at Bad Friends, we're sending you your stuff through ShipStation. It's awesome. They help online sellers get their orders out quickly, and you save money no matter what you're selling. It doesn't matter. Shopify, Amazon, eBay, whatever you're doing, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface.
And also, Andrew, it works with all the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, and even international.
We're global, baby. You compare rates, you can find out that they are the best. We love them. They're the number one choice of online sellers. You're going to ship more in less time with the best rates. We promise you. Right now, Bad Friends listeners can try ShipStation for free for 60 days. Use the offer code BADFRIENDS.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your business meets the demands of a massive online shopping season. Get started at ShipStation.com today. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code
BADFRIENDS.
Click on the microphone on the top of the homepage and type in BADFRIENDS. ShipStation.com. Make ship happen.
MeUndies. MeUndies is the only underwear that I wear, Andrew.
Fact.
Do you know why? Because they're comfortable and they're cute as F.
They're cute AF. You know what they don't do? They don't ride up into your tush.
They don't.
I don't like that underwear rides up into my tush. And they stay nice and cozy and snug to my thick daddy thighs. MeUndies is so comfortable, and there isn't a bunch of seams all over the place.
Also, I just like the fabric they use, and also the designs are really cute and really wonderful.
And guess what? They got holiday designs coming up too.
No.
That's my favorite.
I'm gonna have to get more. Huh?
You're gonna have to get more, and you're gonna pay this time. We're not gonna give any more free underwear. They have a great offer for our listeners. MeUndies are the best. For any first-time purchasers, get 15% off and free shipping. Come on. They also
have free
their problem-free philosophy, by the way. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. Get 15% off your first order and free shipping. Go to MeUndies.com/BatFriends. That's MeUndies.com/BatFriends. It's a better film. Yeah, Batman it's my favorite. Look, I think The Dark Knight is one of the greatest movies that I've ever seen. Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. It's just, I love Batman 1 because it was everything to me as a kid.
Because I could also say then that the second one. Yeah, yeah, really good. The second one is so good, too.
What? Oh, the second Batman.
With the Tim Burton one.
Yeah, this, yeah.
I thought that was really good.
Yeah, and then after that, it got real insane.
Bad. It got real bad.
Clooney was maybe the worst Batman choice of all time.
Chris O'Donnell closed the Robin. Executives were like, we're not doing that ever again.
That's it.
It's over. Game over.
Why would we do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Who else do you think? Who else?
I've worked with him before.
I'm sure he's a great guy. It's not his fault.
He's a really nice
guy. It's a bad role.
Yeah.
Who else could have been?
But I wanted to say. Because at one time he was sitting next to me. We're doing a scene. And I want to say, I just want to let you know. It made me laugh. I was going to do this. But I want to tell Chris O'Donnell. I want to go. I just want to let you know that I think that your Robin's the best Robin. Because there wasn't one.
You know? Why didn't you say that?
But I think it would have been funny if I would have said that.
He would have liked it.
No, I don't think so.
Why?
I don't think so.
You don't think he knows? You don't think he's enough self-awareness?
I don't know, but I just didn't know him enough to like, because it could have gone way bad, right? So I just kept that to myself, but it made me laugh.
God, that's funny.
But in your mind, when you go, please do it, Bobby, do it. But I couldn't do it. Yeah, there's no way.
Now, would you do it now?
No.
Why? Enough time has passed?
Because it's like, it's the same reason why I can't bring up Bucky to Nick Swartzen.
Why?
Because it got such bad reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, and I like the guy, so I just don't want to bring it up.
Yeah, but I think once things do poorly and we're past them, you have to be able to make fun of them, particularly if you're a comedian.
Yeah.
Chris O'Donnell's not a comedian, I guess, but with Nick or any of our friends, you've done stuff that flops.
Yeah, everything I've done.
But I mean, we have to make fun of it all.
Yeah, and also Chris O'Donnell is like, it's not his fault. That's what I said. It's so funny because, you know, I was defending Sarah Silverman, not defending what, basically somebody was going to Sarah Silverman, well, you did blackface on a sketch she did years ago.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And
by the way, we all did blackface on a sketch.
I did. I did.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. I did a thing where I was Jordan Peele's and Keegan's third brother or something.
On Mad TV.
On Mad TV, and I had to wear a ball cap, and they painted my face black.
But blackface, as an Asian guy?
It's a little different.
It's not as – right. It's not a little different. It's not the same.
I could be Tiger Woods. You know what I mean? I look like Tiger Woods.
Yeah, you do.
But the thing is – but so I was defending.
You look like Tiger Woods if he was a bowler. Go ahead.
I was that hurt.
Come on.
It burned though.
What do you mean?
Goof. So that's really good. Bowler. But Sarah Silverman did. And I was like.
Well, where was this? People were attacking her online.
On Twitter, and I was just basically saying it's not as if like you know. You, as an actor, you have a lot of control over things.
You have almost no control.
Right. People tell you what to do.
Right.
You mean there's forces that are more powerful than you, you know what I mean, that are like convincing you to do something that you don't really feel quite comfortable with.
Right.
But you do it anyway because it's like you're on a TV show and you're just going to do it.
Well, also the reason I imagine she did it because at the time, I'm sure.
It's satire, too.
Yeah, I'm sure she was making fun of the thing.
It's satire. And it's also another thing is – you know, it's she has a pass when it comes to all the black comedians, right? Know who she is and knows what her heart is, and they know that she's doing satire.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
What?
Black comedians aren't the ones that are upset about it.
I know it is.
Period.
Yeah.
So this is the issue.
That's the issue. Yeah.
Right. That's not the person that gets upset about it because if people don't understand the difference between the joke and the reality.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's just that stuff's hard. Well, because look, Jimmy Kimmel, he did a blackface sketch. He was Shaq or somebody. I don't remember what he was. And they tried to blow up his spot this past summer, you know?
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
It doesn't work, yeah.
Because every black person he's associated with that was in that sketch with him was like, no, that was part of the joke. Some fucking liberal, annoying brat at their computer, social justice.
The attacks were from the right wing, by the way.
Why? Because she's so far left.
Yeah. The attacks are from the right wing. Like, you did this. but you're a hypocrite.
That's right? Why you need to be somewhere in the middle.
But it's like, you know, when Mickey Rooney and I said, remember before in the previous podcast, I said John Wayne played Genghis Khan. I don't really blame them because also the time period.
Right. Well, yeah, right.
Right. It's times different. It's like when times change, even 10 years ago, we have a different outlook on race as we do now.
Right.
It's constantly changing.
We used to be able to beat Asians in public. Now it's a big nyo-nyo. Can't do that. Mm. I used to hit every Korean kid I saw on the street.
I know. Japanese. Because you're a bully and you're a bad person.
No, I'm not. And I would never hit Koreans.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Chinese.
But here's the thing about you, though, is, you know, when I first met you.
I'm racially ambiguous, by the way.
I know you are.
You can't put me in a category.
I know, but when I first met you, right, you know, there's a part of me that's like, oh, he's a bully.
Yeah.
My first impression of you,
right,
is that he's just an East Coast, you know, Midwest, you know, bullyish. But then I realized that he's, you know, a softy.
Soft. I have a
You're
soft
You're a softy,
heart.
Right?
Well, I'll beat the shit out of you if you make me mad. But otherwise, I want to be your butt.
Mm.
I want to squeeze
but
you and
do
hug
have rage.
You. Oh, a ton of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm working it out.
I know you are.
There's been suggestions from fans that we get you help on the show that I need to get help on the show.
Like, what kind of help do I need?
No. That we've already done that for you. Remember, we got the we tried to get you to quit smoking.
We need help for you.
We'll get a therapist in here. George, you want to get me a therapist for the next time, and I'll do a therapy session.
Okay.
An anger management therapist.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll calm me down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been really good lately because I've been able to run again.
Yeah, I know, but I have.
When I can't run though,
I'm getting close to you. Do you know how I know this?
Hmm.
I know your spots.
Yeah, I know.
No. I do, and I'm not gonna say the spots because I don't want to get you there.
Sure.
But I know the spots,
yeah.
Right? And I could say three or four things right now,
mm-hmm.
right now,
yeah.
in a row,
yeah, yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
That's going to take you to a level of rage,
right?
Right?
Right.
That's going to just destroy this whole building.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Good boy.
You know why?
Why?
I'm a good guy.
A good guy.
Right? But I have even new information, right? And facts.
Oh.
And things I could shoot you with.
Oh.
Right. But I wouldn't do it, right? But that's how, see, I'm not going to do it. I love you, but that's the kind of power I have.
And let me tell you the power I have.
Go ahead.
This is all chess.
It's just chess, yeah.
Speaking of chess, by the way, Queen's Gambit is the best show on television.
That's what my girlfriend says?
The best show on television.
I have to watch it then.
It's, do you know it, Rude?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you watched it with Kalila?
No, I've watched it by myself.
How many episodes?
Seven total.
Have you
seven.
Watched? You saw seven?
I'm still on five.
It's a limited series. There's only seven episodes in total.
Yeah, I love chess. Do you play chess?
I'm so bad. Every time I play, I lose.
Oh, I'd love to. You'll beat me.
No way. Dude, honestly.
You know how it works, though.
What do you mean? I know how to play chess.
Oh, you do?
How do it works? What happens? You know how it works, right?
A lot of people. Do you know how to play chess?
Not really.
Yeah, yeah. So people don't know how it works.
Well, you have to know what pieces can move where.
But it's not just that how they, the relationships between the pieces.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I know how to play chess. I learned when I was in high school, but I was never good and I never kept going. When I moved to West Hollywood, there's Russians that play chess in Plummer Park.
Oh, yeah.
And I went down there one morning and I watched for 2 hours.
Did you bring your mat or something? You bring your own mat and you're fucking.
No, I watched and I thought, I bet you I could at least put up a little bit of a fight against one of these guys.
There's no way.
I went, sat down, lasted maybe mm-hmm. 2 minutes, maybe a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat me and he looked up at me and he was like, he didn't even talk.
Yeah.
He gave me a head nod that meant, fuck off. I fucked off. I knew better.
There's a rapper named Sticky Fingers or something?
Sticky Fingers.
H-Z. Is that his name?
Sticky Fingers.
Is that? Do I have it right?
Yeah.
I being real?
Yes.
I did a movie with him once.
With Sticky Fingers?
Yeah, yeah.
And he plays chess.
Yeah, so we were on set. He's like, yo, man, I got my chess board. And I went, I'm not going to play you. I'll kill you. I'm Asian. I just said that.
Mm-hmm.
And all his homies were like, they're laughing, right?
Yeah.
Come through then, right? Come through. I go, when?
Keep it 100, play chess, come through.
I said, I'll come through.
Through.
Where is it?
Say through.
I'll come through.
Through.
Right? And that. So then, like, what trailer is it? Because of a bunch of actors or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the smoke coming out of it, it literally was.
It's just hotboxing.
It's just like smoke coming out of it because of the weed.
Right.
Right? So, you know, I look at the trailer and I go, I made that noise. Like, here we go, right?
Poofed.
I literally walked in and I walked out. I lost.
That's how fast
it was. I walked in like this and I walked out like that. And I fucking lost.
Sticky's really good at chess.
He was so fucking good. In fact, I thought to myself, I've probably played about 8 black people in my lifetime in chess, never beat any of them. They're so good at strategy. Well, they really are.
Well, people that love chess, that really love
black
chess.
Black people are especially good at it, though.
Well, because I bet you he had his own shit. It was his own board, his special pieces and stuff, custom made, right? This isn't just like a fucking chess set.
Wait. You're accusing him of fraud?
What?
You're not accusing him of fraud, are you?
No, I'm saying it's custom. I'm saying, okay. He probably invests time and money into chess. Most people that play chess aren't casual. You either are fucking obsessed with chess or you go, yeah, I played. I'm not that good.
Because we bought a board. We bought a board for the pandemic and it's still in the wrapper.
That's what I'm talking about. Most people, you're either fucking insane about it or you're like, oh, I don't really play chess. We'll get one in here and let's play.
I'd love to play a game with you.
But I want to learn how to play speed chess.
Well, that's the same rules, but faster.
Yeah, but I mean, no. Yes, it's the same rules, I'm saying, but the skills are unbelievably different.
I know they are.
I want to do it, and you need to watch Queen's Gambit. How good is it? The little redheaded girl. Is it me?
Yeah.
It's me.
I love chess. Do you see Searching for Bobby Fischer?
Of course.
Great movie.
Do you know who that is?
You don't know who Bobby Fischer is?
No, dude. They don't have that in the fucking Philippines.
You know who Magnus is?
Magnus?
Yeah.
Like magma?
Magnus.
Magnus for Magnuson, the strongest man in the world at one point?
No. Magnus is this, I think he's from...
Well, it sounds like Sweden or some of the Nordic countries.
Yeah, Sweden And he's, I think he's the number one chess player in the world, but he's young. He's a cool blonde-headed kid.
Oh.
And there was a documentary about
I watched it.
You did?
It's really good. And he's getting the other kid came and took over. I watched that. It's about the next in because there was one kid that was like,
well, the document is called Magnus. So how did you not know what I was talking about?
I don't think it's called Magnus. I think it's called something else.
Sorry, I got to get my phone out.
But whatever.
No, just let me just do it. Okay.
Magnus Carlsen.
Yeah.
No, dude. There's another documentary about.
Yeah, but the Magnus documentary.
Oh, dude, I'm thinking of the Rubik's Cube thing. I watched that.
They're two different fucking things, you fucking idiot.
Same thing.
What? You fucking moron.
Hey.
I didn't see it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Magnus Carlsen.
This documentary is called Magnus.
Magnus, yeah.
Right? So you would have known this.
I'm thinking of.
Watch this documentary.
I watched a Rubik's Cube one.
Watch this documentary. And they're two different fucking things.
Same kind of guy?
Yeah.
Same kind of brain.
I saw a football movie. It was called Hoosiers. It was fucking amazing.
Same kind of brain.
Shut the fuck up.
Same brain.
Fuck. Yeah, and keep it in. Don't even edit it out. That's what you are. That's what you are. Cut that. Cut that out. Or bleep it. Do you look like a fool? You know, it's like so funny. It's like when one people do foolish things like that and they say that, they go into a thing like what you're doing. You're frozen. I know. You're frozen right now because of shame.
No, I'm listening to your bullshit.
No, you're going like this.
No, I'm listening to your bullshit.
Oh, shit. How do I get out of this one?
No, it's not getting out of it. I'm faster than you. I'm funnier than you. I'm stronger than you. I'm taller than you. I'm better than you in literally every physical way and mental.
How do I get out of this one?
You're a little tiny
round
booger rat moron.
And that's where you're
going to
go.
And you're a stupid person.
You're going to name calling.
You call me an artard.
Yeah, but we're going to cut that out, so it doesn't even matter.
No, we're not. We're leaving in artard. You said it to me. You called it to me 3 times.
Just apologize for making a mistake.
No.
Yes, you made a mistake.
I'm not apologizing for fucking thinking something was something else. I said, no, it's a Rubik's Cube movie.
But chess and Rubik's Cubes are two different things.
It's the point of the film. It's not the fucking item. It's that, there was a kid who was the champion and he got taken over. And I'm thinking, oh, it's
but
a
it
fucking
wasn't
Rubik's
even called,
Cube.
Well, how would you, Magnus, it's not even called. Your
I don't know the
called,
title of the fucking movie.
Fuck, man. You made a mistake and you look like a fool and that's all.
No, it's only because you ran into it with your car.
No.
It could have gone, oh, yeah, it was a Rubik's
you
Cube, not
it
a chess
really
one.
It was really sad to watch you just now. Just freeze and like go through that fucking thing.
You're.
Go ahead. Go me name calling.
So
I'm fat.
Fucking.
I'm weak.
Yup.
Yeah.
No,
I wouldn't be able to survive in a forest.
Fact.
Yeah. That's
fact.
True.
Unless there was a fucking bakery, then there.
But
are
I'm alive.
Elf in a tree
I'm
who made
alive,
cookies.
Am I
you
not?
Fat piece
am
of shit.
Am I not
shit.
Alive?
I hope your fucking feet.
There
fell
we
off,
go. Now
you
this
diabetic
we go.
Fucking turd.
Making, when white.
Your
listen,
teeth
ladies
fall
and gentlemen,
out.
Bad friends, friends, fans.
When your teeth fall
when,
out
when
from
Andrew,
smoking.
Just listen.
And your little rat mustache.
See what I'm, so when Andrew
your little bullshit ass dick
makes
broom,
a mistake. Right? This is how what do you resort
no,
to?
No, it's only when you go at it with me.
And so I want to let you guys know that we do need a therapist because he has massive issues. Look at him. He's trying to laugh it off, but I see it in his eyes.
When Bobby goes after me,
yeah.
After I said, oh, yeah, no, yeah, I said that the wrong, then I have to attack you back.
No.
You put me up against the wall.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? See? See?
Yeah.
You see what you did?
What?
See what you did? You ruined my vibe. You fucked up my vibe.
I love it.
And you've never listened to the Scorpions once.
That's true.
Yeah, you fucking poser. You fake fuck.
Cut that out.
No, you Hollywood.
You cut that part.
No, no.
Yeah, you cut that
no!
part out. Yeah.
No,
you're
fuck you.
You're cutting that part
no,
out.
No, fuck you.
You're cutting that part
fuck
out.
Fuck you.
We're cutting that part
no,
out.
No, George, you're
fucked. George, you're fired if you fucking keep that
fuck
in.
Fuck you. Then fuck you, George. Get fired, you fucking cunt. I'll hire someone else.
You cut it out.
Andres, you touch that fucking
Andres,
scorpion thing.
If you don't cut out the scorpion, if you don't cut out the
what
scorpion
are you gonna
thing,
do?
What?
What are you going to fucking do?
What are you so angry about? Just fucking. Oh, let's
see. See how
I love it. I love it. I love it. Just wait. Just for a second.
Here's
okay?
why we have too many.
Just,
we
I just admit that you were wrong.
We had
and
too
then
many.
We just move on.
I did. I did.
Oh,
I literally.
Then we go.
I
you
literally
were wrong
said
and you look like a fool. That's
I,
it.
See, then you add look like a fool.
I did not add that.
You add look like a fool.
I know, but just let's move on.
No, I please, move on.
Let's move on.
I said, oh yeah,
calm
it was
down.
A Rubik's
calm down
cube
and
movie.
Move on.
No, don't do that.
All right.
Don't go low.
Breathe. Can you breathe?
You started it.
I didn't start it.
Andres, get on the fucking
people
mic and say who started
people
it.
People are listening right now.
Shut the fuck up.
See, you're going
shut
to be
up.
Aggressive.
Andres, who started it? Oof. Say it.
See, there we go.
Don't be guess. Say it.
Wow.
What?
Yes. Stop. Everything stops.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. What stops? Stop, stop.
She said Tito Bobby because she
stop,
knows.
Stop, stop, stop. Say it in the mic.
She did.
Tito Bobby.
I love you.
I started it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
When he was wrong, you immediately humiliated him. You could have just...
Yeah, but was he not wrong?
Yeah, but it wasn't a...
No, just
it wasn't
no,
a
let
big...
her finish! Let her finish! Go ahead.
It wasn't a big thing.
Right.
Well, he mistake like a...
It,
chess
it, yeah, 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 exactly.
Like
thank you. Thank you, Andreas. Kill. I have some defense here.
No, he's not defending you.
Yeah, what were you saying, Andreas?
But he mistake a chess board with a little cube.
Right, is that a big pouffard?
It's a medium size.
Medium
size, yeah. And my response was medium size.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
How big was the response, Jules?
You said the R.
You said the R word over and over.
Which we'll cut it out.
No, we're not. We're leaving it in because we need to teach you a lesson.
All right. So I'm going to let you know, all right?
Don't point it or put your finger down. Put your little fat finger down.
All right. You just betrayed me.
Put that finger down now.
You betrayed me just now. I know that, all right? And you know what? I'm glad I'm leaving tomorrow. And you're lucky that I'm leaving tomorrow.
Jules, I love you. You're a good friend. Tell
really
people
hurt me.
Tell people how excited you are to go to Hawaii.
I'm going to Hawaii tomorrow.
You know this how much I love how much love I have for you in my heart that in this when I was in the shower, you know what I was singing?
My focus isn't on you anymore. My focus is
let
on
let it go.
No, I'm not.
Grow up.
This fucking Shakespearean fucking bullshit right here.
First of all, she's an aggressive genius who has dangerous qualities. Do you really want to get on her fucking bad side?
That's why I'm not getting physical.
Okay, well, I would watch your tone
I'm
with
not
her
getting
too. Because she'll fucking kill
I'm
you.
I'm sorry.
Good boy.
DoorDash! I would not have been able to survive this pandemic without DoorDash, Andrew.
No, I know, it's true.
I would have been starving because all my food is from DoorDash.
Every single thing that Bobby eats is delivered to his front door through DoorDash. It is so convenient. You want Chinese? They got it. You want pizza? They got it. You want Froyo? They got it. Boba? They got it. Balut? They don't got it.
They have Balut, Tito Andrew.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay, correction. DoorDash has
Balut.
They have Balut.
Crazy.
Get DoorDash. It's incredible.
Yeah. Continue supporting restaurants in your own community as well. And there are thousands of restaurants open for delivery on DoorDash that need your patronage.
Yeah.
Patronage.
That's fine.
Now more than ever. Support your favorite restaurants on DoorDash.
Go to DoorDash. It's the app. It's so easy. It brings you food that you're craving right now at this moment. 300,000 partners in U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia. Support all the people that you love. Chipotle, Wendy's, Cheesecake Factory, and for Bob, Spaghetti Factory, which he loves the most.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all this stuff on DoorDash delivered to your front door. Deliveries are now contactless to keep communities safe as things are sketch outside. Right now, our listeners are going to get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code.
Bad friends.
That's $5 off and your zero delivery fees, okay? $5 off,
wow.
no deliveries
wow,
on your first
wow.
order. Download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS. Don't forget, that's code BADFRIENDS for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
Headspace! Oh my God, Andrew. I've been using this app, Headspace, to go to sleep, and it really does work for me.
So Bob likes it to go to bed. I like it to chill out in the morning because Bob says like I'm too aggressive first thing in the morning, and I need to cool it off before I call or text him. The reason I like Headspace, honestly, because first thing in the morning, I do have high jitters, too anxious. I wake up feeling like I'm overwhelmed for the day.
Yeah.
And I like using Headspace because it does calm me down, and I think guided meditation is better than trying it on your own because it's much easier to just let go, listen, and absorb and chill out.
Yeah, I enjoy. I like the interface of the app too. It's easy to use.
Yeah, it's simple to navigate. Yeah, navigate. Yeah, it's really easy, and you can find what you're looking for right away.
Right, and it's like when I do it, I find Jesus.
Headspace is a daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations and an easy to use app. It's simple. It's so nice. It's actually very calming.
Meditation is so important. It puts you in the moment, right, and to focus on your breathing and just it just makes everything, especially in a pandemic, just more, it levels everything out.
Right. Man. It reduces stress, improves sleep, boosts focus, increase your overall sense of well-being. Honestly, you know, we're a big advocate for mental health on this show. We've talked about it before. Both Bobby and I are open about our therapeutic sessions.
Check it out.
And Headspace is another way to get your head in the right space. Online meditation, it makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you.
It's also, Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. That's freaking
amazing.
A lot,
that's
man.
Amazing. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace meditation is made simple. Go to headspace.com/badfriends. That's headspace.com/badfriends for one free month trial with access to Headspace full library of meditations for every situation. It's the best deal offered right now, honestly. Go to headspace.com/badfriends today. This morning in the shower, I thought of you, and I got excited for you.
Well, I got to breathe through this.
And I was singing, Israel Kamakawe Olais, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. You know, Brother Is, the big fat Hawaiian guy?
Mm-hmm.
I was singing that song in the shower.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. Jules, will you sing for us?
No.
Chess is not like Rubik's Cube. They're two different things.
Oh, so you don't make mistakes? Is that what we're going to go back to?
I'm singing the song. Is that not how the lyrics go?
Lower your voice. Lower your voice.
Ooh.
I buy shirts of bands I
don't
know.
You're cutting this out.
No.
Because now you're getting...
That's not fair. You get to make fun of me for a mistake. I can make fun of you.
I understand that, but there's
no,
things...
No, it all stays. It all stays, because we've gone too far. And by the way, if you think it's going to get cut, I'm going to reference it four more times in the podcast.
And then we're going to have to cut out four
things. No, they won't.
We have to cut out the R word, and we have to cut out the scorpion stuff.
No, because they're one and the same. They're one and the same. We're going to beep the R word. Dude, it's going to go, oot, but everyone already knows what you said. And we've talked about it too much. Stop bringing it up if you want to cut out, stop saying it. So move forward.
Don't bring up this, though. And we're cutting that out.
No.
Keep the rope.
Why do you care so much about the Scorpions?
Because
it's a band that you don't know.
I understand that.
And you don't want to be a white girl from L.A.?
Right.
You are.
I know.
Except your reality.
I know.
Except your reality.
But, all right, Andrew.
What island are you staying on in Hawaii?
No, stop for a second.
Oh, let's go back to the thing you want to cut out?
We're not going to cut it out now.
Okay, good.
All right? We're not going to cut it out now.
Fine.
Because I want to make a point now.
Okay.
Okay, I want to make a point now.
Okay.
Right?
For the record, we are going to bleep the R.
That's fine.
Or cut it out.
Keep the scorpions in.
Because we cannot say it.
But I know. But I want to make a point now. And I'm there, but I'm not. I'm at the line.
Okay.
Okay? Is there's certain things, right, that, and I don't know why it is, right? But there's certain things that I'm paranoid about or I'm sensitive about.
Like what?
This.
Why?
Because I should know, because I make fun of people that wear shirts.
So perhaps you need to think about not making fun of people.
I don't know how I got this. It was just in my, I really don't.
So then just say that.
No, but just listen to what I'm saying, okay? I was, even when I was putting it on today.
You thought about it.
I thought about, I don't think I should wear it because I don't even know much about the band, right? So I don't know how I got this.
But see, this moment of vulnerability is better than the opposite.
I'm just stopping for, let me just say something.
Okay.
Let me finish this, okay?
Okay.
It's, and there are certain things, and I'm not going to say it, right? The things that you are sensitive about as well.
Sure.
It feels the same.
That?
Yes.
Wearing,
I don't know why.
Wearing a shirt.
I don't know why, but it does.
So my physical insecurities, right?
It does. It feels that way.
You think that feels the same as a shirt you put on?
Yeah, because I have no physical insecurities at all, so I don't know. I can't relate to you on that level.
That's not the same thing at all.
Yeah, because I'm very paranoid about it, and it's sensitive about it.
Yeah, but that's a thing you've made up. It's not even a real thing. That's not
and,
even
and
a real
your physical.
No, that's real. I feel that. I see it. I know it. It's real.
Yeah, but it's not. It's no one else feels that way. You feel that about yourself.
Right, but the projection you have because of a shirt you put on is completely different. It's only because you make fun of people that do that exact same thing.
Right.
Well, so don't make fun of those.
But
people
you also
anymore.
Make fun of people with physical things as well.
Like what? Who do I make fun of?
You'll make fun of a woman's body, their shape like an eggplant or whatever
what?
It might be.
What? You're making that up.
I've seen you say that.
Where?
You know that lady looks like an eggplant.
Where? When we're hanging out?
It's just something that you would say, I think.
No, see, you're making shit up.
All right.
I don't make fun of people's bodies unless, of course, they're in a wheelchair. Then I pick on them, for sure.
Yeah.
No. What island are you going to?
I don't know, man.
Are you going to Maui?
I don't know. I guess, man.
Shut up.
No. Kauai. No, Oahu.
I'm excited for Oahu. You. I'm so fucking jealous.
Yeah, I think I need a break.
You need a break?
Yeah, from this all.
You've been on a break.
Not really.
No touring. Barely TV. Mm-hmm. Podcast. That's all you've been doing. You're not writing any new shit. You're not doing any jokes. You're not having any stages. You're not traveling. You're not on planes. This has been a break.
Yeah, but I kind of I like working, and
me too. I miss it,
and I'm just kind of excited to work. That's all.
You need a break from podcast LA life.
That's what I meant. A break from you, mm-hmm. from this
and Kalila.
No, that's no.
Oh,
maybe her.
Her?
Yeah, maybe.
They're not going with you. Kalila and her
no,
aren't
they
going.
They were, but they're not now.
Why?
It's just too much to. To worry about in terms of like
COVID?
Animals and
oh the animals
traveling yeah and all that stuff it's just too much to worry about.
Are you gonna miss Kalila?
I'm gonna miss Kalila a lot.
Are you gonna miss Rudy?
I'm gonna miss the dogs.
Is Rudy one of the dogs? Do you classify her as one of the dogs?
No.
In your house?
I used to classify her as a daughter.
You felt like she's a daughter to you?
Yeah.
See, to me it feels like my little sister. I feel like an older brother to you?
Yeah.
It feels like family, but...
That feels like my sister. You used to feel like her father. Now, what do you feel like to her?
Father still.
Oh.
But a father betrayed.
Maybe a stepdad.
Yeah.
You kind of seem like a stepdad to her.
Yeah.
She's not mad. She doesn't really like stepdad sometimes.
She doesn't.
But why doesn't stepdad just know she's in a growing period?
I'm fine.
She's growing up.
I feel great.
You know, one day she's going to leave.
I feel good. I'm excited about Hawaii.
You're sad?
I'm excited about it. Oh, and I'm sad to leave you. I'm sad to leave. I'm sad to leave everyone here in LA. And
it's not true.
I do.
You're
and I
so
love,
excited to go to Hawaii.
I'm so excited. But I'm very excited as well. And I'm so grateful for my life. I really am. I love everything. I look around my life. I wake up.
Yeah.
And I walk outside my house. I like see little Jules sleeping in her room and the dogs, you know what I mean, running around. And I look at my beautiful girlfriend.
You're about to say wife.
Soon to be wife. And
are you really going to get married?
I'm going to marry her, yeah.
When?
Soon.
Well, the fans want to know.
I just don't know how to do it.
The engagement?
Yeah.
Would you have a ring?
I'll get one.
Well, that's probably the first step. You have
I'll
to get
Etsy or something, get it?
Not on Etsy, eBay.
Etsy.
eBay.
Etsy's cheaper.
Is it?
I don't know. I'll go to eBay.
What do you think you would do for a proposal?
Probably put in a cupcake, but then she won't eat the whole thing.
Right. She's not. Yeah. If she
yeah.
Doesn't
so
have a
then
sweet
I'll
tooth.
And then I'll do, you got to eat more of it.
You know what you should do?
What?
Have one of the dogs eat it, and then be like, oh my god, we have to take him to the vet. And they go to the vet, and then they cut the dog open.
Right. And there's
and
a
the
ring
inside.
Yeah. And the dog is hemorrhaging, and while it's bleeding out. I look out and they find the ring. I go, will you marry me?
Perfect.
Oh, wow. That's perfect. A good one.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You just got to hope the dog doesn't die.
Yeah.
But if it does, you're already at the vet.
Or stick the ring inside my anal canal.
Canal,
right? Yeah. And I'll say, finger me. Right?
Will she?
And then she fingers me with this. I go, no, with this finger.
Use your ring finger.
Ring finger, right? And then boom. And then as she pulls it out.
Yeah, it's on.
Will you marry me?
That's perfect.
Pretty good. What else is another one?
Oh, Rudy, are any of these good, do you think? A good way for a girl to get proposed to?
I like the dog one.
The one where...
Yeah, of course you do.
So creepy.
I know, because everything that I do, right, you don't like.
No, she likes how sadistic it is.
Yeah.
Yours is dirty, and this one was death. She likes death.
Oh, she
stuff.
Wants sadistic and death.
Yeah, like Rudy's the kind of person that...
All right, well, then I stick the ring. Right.
Here's how Rudy's going to get proposed to. In 10 years, by the way. No time soon. No, more. You're still, what are you, how old are you now? 19?
Yeah.
19, it's going to be 12 years. We want you till you get married. I don't, right? 12 years?
Never.
She has to be 30.
She's never going to get married. And she's never going to have any kind of boyfriend as long as she lives in my house.
Do you ever want to get married? I've never, you said you didn't want to have kids. We know that's off the docket because you hate children.
I don't know about marriage also.
Yeah, it's a scam.
Well, she's flirting with guys on her.
No.
Yeah, she is.
No, I don't want to hear it. On what? On Instagram?
Some direct message on Instagram. What? You going to betray me? I can't betray you a little
bit?
No,
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
She's flirting with two guys. What are their names again?
Well, we don't need to know their names.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Look at her face now. Look at her face. And she's texting them back and forth. Love texts.
Is this really going on, Rude?
Kinda.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, you see that I'm saying?
You might get your phone privileges revoked.
Yeah.
You keep that up.
But they have to get through me. I'm not going to let her out of the house.
Have you met up with any boys? No, because of COVID, right?
Because of COVID.
Yeah.
That's kind of good. Then she can't even see any of these idiots.
Oh, and also, even if she does, I'm going with her.
Right.
Really? You think, let's say the pandemic's over.
Yeah.
And the way you're treating me like today, right? Yeah. You think you're going to, no.
I'm going to go. I was fine with it.
Yeah, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. We're two different people.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with you.
Yeah.
What movies do you guys want to watch tonight? Oh, you want to watch that romantic thing with Ryan Gosling? The dance number? You know what I mean? Dancing in Atlanta?
Is that a movie?
I don't know.
Dancing in Atlanta?
Whatever, it's something that he would do, right? I'll go. You guys want to go to Fuddruckers?
Is that a hamburger. Is that still open?
Delicious. There's one in Burbank. I love it.
There is?
Yeah.
I thought they all closed down.
There's a Spaghetti Factory, too, at West Covina.
Spaghetti Factory.
I love Spaghetti Factory. But I'm going to go with you. Yeah, you are. How are you going to leave?
What if I don't tell you?
Oh, wow. Oh, so it's Friday night. You're putting makeup on your face and putting glitter on your whatever fucking young girls do.
Glitter, yeah.
Yeah. Patching the glitter on her face, you know what I mean?
Glitter patches.
I look like a fucking, fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I'm a fairy.
That's what they do.
Right?
That's
what they do, right? They put the lips, my lips. You know what I mean? They need to be shiny and colorful.
I'm a fairy with puckered lips.
Puckered lips, right? She puts on her jam jams on, whatever they fuck call them.
Jam jams.
Yeah. She puts on her fucking Uggs.
Oh, Uggs.
Yeah, Uggs, right?
Uggs.
Right? And get your toes done.
And then,
right? and then I'm like, and then she's like, bye. I go, and I'll go, you know, when you say bye, you know what I'll say? Bye to Kalilah, because we're both leaving.
Oh.
Right? So I'll drive, you can drive whatever, but I'm fucking going.
Okay.
That's how it goes, kid. You don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice.
Well, also, you know, it has clearance over where you guys are going.
Because she's 18, you're 18?
19.
You're 19 in American years. But that's like 15 in Filipino. No, she's 19 in Filipino years, but that's like 15 in American years.
Right. I don't know if she likes that, but it makes perfect sense to me. But you're going to be controlled for sure. Bobby's going to have to go with you. In fact, how about this? Bob can go on the date with you guys. George has to come film it.
Do you want to come?
Can I come?
You should come.
Let's go on a date for all four of us. It's a double date.
Let's do a triple. Let's bring Kalilah and your wife.
Okay. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Then all three of us go on a date.
All three of us.
What's wrong with that?
But that way, we're not going to go to like fucking some shitty hamburger spot.
You can come, but you can sit
on another
table.
Whoa,
you don't tell us where to sit.
This way we can go, hey, you want to go to Morton's?
Steakhouse.
Yeah, I mean, or you want to go to Palms, like somewhere nice. Boa. Let's go to Boa Steakhouse.
You want to go to Boa and get a steak?
Right.
Okay.
We bring up, you pick up your mechanic friend, Freddy, whatever his name
is. What's the mechanic's name? You don't have to say it.
No, say his name. We'll bleep it out.
Oh, yeah, we'll bleep it. We'll bleep it.
Freddy.
No, that's not his name.
It's Freddy.
No, it's not.
I told you.
It's Freddy.
Freddy. Okay.
So we pick up Freddy.
We're leaving that in?
We're leaving it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not. No, we're leaving it in. And we pick up Freddy at the fucking, gas station.
Right.
Right. And then, get in, kid.
Yeah.
And he's like wiping his hand with grease.
Ding,
right.
Ding.
Yeah. Throws the fucking rag down.
Hey.
Bye, Dad.
Takes off his onesie.
His dad always works there too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His dad's like,
right.
Well, he says bye and his dad's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I love you, Dad.
Right. He gets in the car, right? Mm-hmm. And then we go to a nice restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can grill the fuck out of him.
Yeah, we can find out all we need
all
to know about this guy.
All kinds of stuff, yeah. So what do you Google in Pornhub?
He's like, I don't watch pornography, sir.
Then that's good.
Liar, though.
He's a liar.
Give us your phone.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Well, I want to go through his phone. I want to see how many other girls he's texting. I want to see what his Safari search history is.
Right.
Yeah. I also want to see, I also want a little deep dive in to see if there's any protected folders on his phone.
You know what I would also do is I would bring up my medical gear.
Right.
And go to the bathroom and go, let me see it.
What about your penis now?
And just see if there's any bumps or any, yeah. Wait, wait. Right. I would do it all, right?
Right.
The dick. Look, left, and I might even use this just for a laugh. I would do this, just for a giggle.
We're going on a triple date.
We're going,
and we're gonna meet Freddie. Are you into it?
No.
Good.
Yeah, I know. That's gonna happen because you're not gonna go into some guy's car. And the next thing you know, it's 3 a.m. You're right. We can't get a hold of you.
Young Filipino girl goes missing in L.A.
Yeah, and then it's like in the
Freddie.
Like the next day is working at the mechanic store. Or
no,
whatever.
he's gone. They took off. Oh, we'll go back to the gas station.
He quit.
His dad. Who? Freddie.
Yeah.
Oh no, he left years ago.
Oh shit.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
Right.
And we're like, well, where can we find him? He's like, I think he went to one of them farms. Way up in Visalia.
That's right, because when I was checking his sack, right, my hands went through the sack. It was like a paranormal fucking, yeah.
So then we go up to the farm in Visalia.
We go to the farm in
Visalia. We'll go to the farm in Visalia.
Yeah.
And where is he? In the kitchen, his back turned to us.
Yeah.
And we all walk in and, Freddie. And you ask his name, say, Freddie.
Who am I playing?
You. You're Bobby.
Yeah.
I'm me.
Freddie.
Call his name.
Freddie.
I mean, act like you're in the scene with us. Freddie.
You know, what if it was something scary where it's like, we can't ever find her, right?
Yeah. She's missing. She goes missing.
Right. And then they find her like in a tomb in Egypt.
Rudy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like she's in a cat tomb. Well, you know how the pharaohs?
Yeah, they found,
you know what I mean? Juliana, right? with the ears, right? In a cat tomb like this. And they say she's been dead for 3,000 years or whatever.
Whoa.
4,000 years.
That wouldn't surprise me.
And then what is she now to us?
Oh.
Right, we don't know.
See, she's a prophet from another dimension.
That'd be scary.
If Bad Friends was a murder mystery movie, who gets killed first?
Well, the premise of the thing would be Jules is dead.
Jules is dead.
Yeah, because if we did a real movie, first of all, I don't think she would want to act in it.
She's a good actor.
I know, but she doesn't want it. Like whenever we go, like I go, like sing for me, or look at her face. She doesn't like singing.
Do you know how many comments we got about us making a band that we had? When we sung?
I know.
You know how many people said that you were a great singer and they loved it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see.
Yeah.
So many people.
Yeah. And if we did a band, right, you would be the lead singer. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
You would. Sing something for us.
Please.
My throat hurts.
No, it doesn't.
Drink some of that hand sanitizer.
Yeah, drink some hand sanitizer. No?
It'll clear it right out.
Yeah, but I think... So if we did a show about a murder, she would have to be dead. So then she could play a dead girl, right?
Right.
Right. She could just, you know, whatever. Yeah,
a dead girl.
Dead girl, yeah.
Do you think, Andres, if we were a murder mystery, George is the neighbor, the creepy neighbor.
Mm.
Andres is, he's got to be someone that works on the farm for us.
Well, also, Andreas is also the mystery guy. Andreas is the guy in the movie, right, where the whole audience suspects he does it.
Yeah.
Right, but he's not the guy, and he's also the guy that gives us valid information at the end of the movie.
Right,
it's like an Aaron Brockovich. Do you remember Aaron Brockovich?
I love this movie.
I love the Aaron Brockovich. I've seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Where that one character was like really creepy, would like show up, hang out, like kind of see.
They wanted you
Julia
to
Roberts,
not like
right?
him,
and then he had all the information.
Right,
right. That character.
Yeah, that's Andres.
That's Andres,
except with a little Latin flair.
Right,
Andres. Do you prefer to be called Latinx?
No.
Because, I'm asking, I'm being serious. Is Latino offensive?
I don't think so. I mean, everybody's very concerned now about that stuff, but I'm also not Latino. I think Latino means Latin American.
Yeah, that's where you are to us.
Okay, then yes, then I'm Latinx.
Thank you.
Yeah, what'd you think you were? You're European?
You're not.
You're not.
You're not. You're south of the border, bud.
Yeah.
You're Taco Bell to us.
Yeah, you're below the equator for sure. Right?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder how many people really take offense to any of that stuff.
Hey, Andreas.
Yeah?
Be honest with you, me. Not you, but just be honest with me. Do Spanish people just have a general like feeling that they're better than Mexicans?
Of course.
Well, think about it first. What
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Are you Spanish X?
It's like British to Americans, you know?
Oh, fuck you.
We
threw
them out of here. We won that war.
We won, dude.
Fucking A,
we won
dude.
Our independence and we got our own country, okay? So it's why do you hate Mexicans so much?
Not you, but just your people.
No, 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 him. He does.
I know. Yeah. Why do you not like them?
Dude, it's so funny because you and I get in the hot seat. Every week we say something stupid.
Yeah.
Now it's time for him to make a blunder.
Right, just make a... Listen, people like to... people love this podcast because we express our point of view. Right.
And it's as stupid as it may be.
And it's dumb.
Yeah.
Right? That's what's great about this podcast. I just say dumb things and I don't even know what I'm saying, but I just do it because this is who I am.
And, well, it's just for fun,
it's
Andres.
Being
tell
authentic.
Us.
Be authentically you.
They mess up the language a lot, you know?
Oh, they mess up... Oh, and that's annoying to you, isn't it?
Right. That's annoying?
Yeah.
What about their fashion?
Yeah, they're not as fashionable.
Well, you don't like it?
It's okay.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something, Andres.
You know who, yeah. But just before we get into that, is Hispanic people, especially in like, because the only Mexico that I've seen, I've never been to Mexico City.
Resort Mexico you've been to.
Some, but I've
Cabo.
Also mainly been to Juarez and yeah. Tijuana.
Right, across the border.
And I have every Mexican dude that I've seen, like older Mexican dude walking around Tijuana, I've wanted to buy their jeans.
They have great jeans.
What
huh?
they're wearing. Because
why?
They're so weathered.
Right.
And right.
From working.
Yeah, but they're being, you know what I mean? I buy shit like that because I'm being ironically hip, you know, about it, right? But I want to buy their, you know what I mean, jeans because it's, but they don't have no idea that they look cool.
Well, they look, right. You like it because it looks like they're putting
God,
effort.
I just said something so gross just now.
It was, but it's okay.
I'm being honest.
You're being honest and it's fine. I get it.
Yeah.
Andres.
Yeah.
In your apartment that you're in right now,
yeah.
Let's say a Mexican couple moves in next door. You got beef already with them or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
I'm so, telling them to put the music down.
Put the music, yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. Andres, if he comes over
yeah.
and he introduces himself, are you going to be polite and nice or are you going to automatically give him a little bit of shit?
Yeah, totally. Polite and
knock,
nice.
Knock, 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 knock.
He's here.
Mister, oh. My name is Javier. Mister, my name is Javier. I'm your new neighbor.
I don't speak English.
Oh, excuse me. You are speaking English right now.
Oh, sorry. I don't speak Spanish.
Oh,
why the attitude, sir?
Look, I'm tired of, you know, your food, your music, your loud...
This is so racist. Andres has shown his true colors.
Oh my God.
He hates Mexicans.
He hates them.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know there was that much beef.
Yeah, there is some beef there.
Look, I'm tired of your music, he says.
Yeah, yeah.
Your food?
Your food. Their food's the best.
Best. You don't like Mexican
Three
food?
Three times a week I eat it.
Andres, do you not like Mexican food?
For real? No, I love it.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I also love the music.
No,
I know you do. All right.
The good character. I like the bit. Good
I
bit.
I like the good bit.
Andres, good bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Is your wife racist at all?
Absolutely. She's from the South.
She's from the South.
Oh, she's from the South. So there's a difference between like the North and the South of Spain?
No, she's from the South of the U.S.
Dude, she's from here. His wife is one of us.
Wait. Your wife.
We'll put it in reverse if you're going to go back. Doo.
That's how I'm. That's how I do it.
No, you eat means you stopped. Eek.
And oh, that's true. I do use the wrong. Yeah, yeah. I use the wrong sound. But let me just do my sound effect.
All right, do yours.
Wait a second. Right. So your wife is Mexican?
No.
No.
She's white.
She's from America.
Is she white?
Yes.
He doesn't like to say it.
Oh, he doesn't?
Because in case his family hears it, they're disappointed.
She's white.
She's white. Oh, I see.
His family doesn't like it that his wife is white.
Are you being real?
Yeah, it bothers them.
Who do they want him to see?
Someone like him.
But he's white, kind of.
He's close.
Yeah. Do they know her name at least?
No, they don't. No.
They don't.
He hasn't revealed anything.
I made up a name for them.
Wait, they don't even know you're dating anybody?
No.
Well, you're married to her, right?
What did you tell your family her name was?
Maria. You know, it's
Maria.
And you're married to her, right?
Yes.
And they never didn't go to the wedding?
No, they didn't.
How do you do that?
Well, we just ran to the
went to the courthouse.
And so when are you going to tell your parents?
Oof, in a couple of years, maybe when there's,
when they're close to dying.
Wait. So Maria, your wife, has never met your parents.
Right.
And your parents, they don't miss you?
Not really.
This is very interesting to me. Mm-hmm. Can I just ask you some questions?
Absolutely.
So you grew up with a mom and a dad, correct?
Yes. They don't have mom and dads in Spain.
Yeah, it's more like an uncle and an aunt.
Nope. So your parents, what did your parents do for a living?
Shoemakers. Don't they all make shoes?
Yes.
Clogs.
Clogs.
Yeah.
They just work at the university.
Oh, so they're very smart. So then how many siblings do you have?
One.
Right. So, when you have parents, when you have kids, you raise them, right? You don't, and it's just odd to me that they wouldn't want to even have any kind of contact with you.
Right.
So did something happen?
Yeah.
What happened?
I married an American white girl.
But they don't know about it. So how could that be a conflict yet?
Well, I think my brother told them.
So they're mad.
Yeah. They said, don't come back, you know?
Don't come back.
They said, don't come back?
Right.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Heavy
that's
shit.
Fucking heavy and bullshit, dude.
What part of the country is your wife from?
The South, you know, the bad part.
No. What state?
South Carolina.
Ooh.
Oh. You married a redneck, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was. No, it's so funny.
You think if he married a Yankee, it would have been fine? If he married a girl from
maybe,
like,
I don't know.
Your cousin what?
My cousin married a Vietnamese girl. She's a kind girl. And my uncle and aunt didn't go to the wedding.
Really?
Yeah, because she was Vietnamese.
Shut up!
I swear to God.
What do they say? How do they justify that? They go, we won't support it.
Yeah, it's funny. It's I've had my brother and I have had to wear on our parents over the years.
Sure.
Whereas if we didn't do that, my parents would have voted for Trump. I think. You know what I mean? If I hadn't done that, I think my parents would be like, if they saw a gay person, they'd run across the street.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think it's American kids. If you're an ethnic kid, with immigrant parents and they have a certain ideology, I think it's our job to fucking
change it
and cut away at all those things.
Right.
Now, before my dad died, they loved all people. They loved all, genders.
That's because you influenced them.
And we influenced them. It's like, I won't have it.
Right.
Any other way. It's like, who are you going to vote for? McCain. No. Barack.
So you just told them and they would do it.
Yeah, and they would do it. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's our jobs to do that, I think.
Well, it's your job to teach them to not hate. That's
Yeah. And it's like, so I just think it's so fucking fucked up, man.
They wouldn't go to the wedding. I told you what happened. I told you I was in a bar in Philadelphia and I ordered bullet bourbon and I like drinking it. I just wanted to have a little bit. And the girl says, we don't serve that here, okay? Real attitude, like.
Bullet bourbon?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just take something else. And she goes, yeah, what else? I said, maybe Knob? Do you have Knob or something? Yeah, leaves, comes back. She like slams it down. And she goes, they're homophobes. The whole family is homophobic. And this is a gay bar. You're in a gay neighborhood. I said, okay, I don't care. I don't give a shit. I just wanted to have
How would you know that anyway?
Well, there was a guy sucking dick at the front door.
No, how would you know that the liquor that you know what I mean?
I know. That was what I said.
How the fuck would you know that?
How could I know? So I pick up my phone. I get on there. One of those situations where I'm like, oh, this is why. The parent, old white dude, old white Kentucky, that old family of bourbon. The daughter's gay, and she's the only one that's not in the company, doesn't get any of the money from the company. And the father refused to support her marriage to her girlfriend. So then that's why it had got, I didn't know, I never heard that fucking story before, but I was like, that's a bummer. I also, still going to drink bullet bourbon. It's really good.
Yeah, I can I tell you something?
I didn't. How could I know?
I did an IBM commercial once.
Yeah, and they're racist.
No, but I booked the commercial, and this I'm not going to say who. We still know who she is.
The casting director?
No, but she's a comic. I'm not going to say who it is.
Well, time out. The comic that's in the commercial.
No,
with you.
People found out in the comedy community that I booked an IBM campaign.
Sure.
And some girl came up to me and said, I can't believe you're doing that. And I go, what do you mean making money?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you know, IBM helped with counting, you know, the Nazis. They use some of their technology to count the numbers of the, you know what I mean, the Jews and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a real story.
Yeah. They had something to do with it.
Like the algorithms of
the algorithms or something, right? Right. And I go, oh, well, I'm still going to get paid. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you want me to, you know what I mean? I'm getting it. I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean? That was a long time ago.
But I call bullshit on anyone that says that stuff because you know that's
it's crazy.
Well, how about this?
Yeah.
I work for Disney now.
Yeah.
Walt Disney was like a known anti-Semite. Like out loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like out loud.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? All the people that work for Disney now? Should they all just quit their jobs?
It is a strange
30,000 people. It's bullshit.
Like I was watching Apocalypto.
Yeah.
And I like that movie, but I know that Mel Gibson is a little cuckoo, right?
A little bit, right?
Yeah. And I know how he feels about certain things. Mm-hmm. So there is that question is like, should I be watching this?
He still gets jobs.
That's true. That new Santa Claus movie looks good.
It looks really good.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch it, but...
I might. Yeah. I don't think you can control any of that stuff. I said that to Neil Brennan and I were talking one time about how like people were... Remember when people deleted Uber off their phone because the CEO was... Was it Uber or Lyft?
Uber.
It was Uber. Mm. The CEO was... what was it? Against gay marriage? It was something like that. Like they were... whatever. And people were all self-righteous. Like, oh, fuck Uber. I'm not going to... Because he donated to like a Republican campaign. Some bullshit. But I was like, how, look at the irony that you're tweeting about deleting Uber from your phone made by Chinese slave kids.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking justified are you? These things are made by slave kids, dude.
Yeah.
So it's shut the fuck up.
I mean, I know.
Like, you think you're so self-righteous.
It's so hard.
Everything you make is made by someone who's probably getting underpaid and overused. Your shirt, your jeans, your car, everything we do, this is all made by a kid.
It's hard.
I mean, it's a bummer, but it's kids over there.
Over there, yeah.
Do you have any friends that worked in a clothing factory?
No.
Do you know about them?
They don't have those in the Philippines.
It's not? It's just Thailand?
No, it's not just Thailand.
I feel like I've seen Philippines on stuff.
Yep.
There are.
There are, but I don't feel like... I never heard of like,
you didn't
know
have
mean?
A family friend who worked in a factory?
Some of them, yeah.
What, like, what do they make?
I think China is a thing.
Yeah, China's too obvious. I mean, they always outsource to like Philippines.
No, we outsource to China. The China outsources to the Philippines?
Yeah. To save even more money.
Oh.
It costs way less to make it there.
Yeah.
China costs less for us. This costs less for them. And I don't even know what's below them.
But I think that Philippines is a hub of like shady shit, like in terms of like, because I heard of, just hear me out, North Korea, right? One of the great imports.
Greatest country.
Crystal methamphetamine.
North Korea.
Yeah.
Is one of the biggest importers of crystal meth.
A lot. A big importer. And this is what I heard.
Wait a minute.
Just let me tell you what I've heard.
Okay.
And then you can, you know, make questions.
I'll pick it apart.
Pick it apart. So that I heard that Korea has a lot of crystal methamphetamine factories. And they don't feed, this is what I heard. They don't feed their employees or the people that work there. They feed them with, pay them with crystal meth.
Wow.
So they work harder.
Yeah, smart.
Right? So then they ship the crystal meth, a mass amounts of it, to the Philippines at like their harbor. And that's where they, you know what I mean? They, you know, they section it off. This guy's going to go to America.
Right. Yeah. What do you know about that?
Have you heard of anything like that?
No, but I think that might be kind of true because the Philippines, there's a big war on drugs. So,
isn't drugs in the Philippines like really illegal?
Yeah, really illegal.
You could die, right? They can kill you.
Yeah, you can.
They beat you to death if you
they
have.
They shoot you in the street.
Oh, they shoot you?
Yeah, yeah. The government can do anything.
So can they? When I see they've beaten someone to death for committing a crime, who gets beat to death? What do you have to do to get beat to death?
If you're suspected on like having drugs or selling drugs,
they can beat you to death.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Holy
marijuana.
Yeah, weed.
Marijuana.
It's illegal there.
It's illegal.
How do you do this? Do people smoke weed there?
Yeah, they have to hide, like in the back or in the like jungle.
Hide in the jungle. Oh, smoke weed in the jungle.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, I guess.
It's hot.
It's hot
and humid.
And the cops aren't gonna go in there.
They're not.
They'll beat you to death for smoking weed.
Yeah, or just shoot you.
Or they just shoot you.
Yeah.
Do the cops, they just shoot people sometimes and people just are like, okay.
Yeah. That's why the people are very scared.
Well, no shit.
Yeah. Well, it's like in Thailand. You know the rules in Thailand? Did I ever tell you about Thailand?
What?
What, like, if you're watching a movie in Thailand,
yeah,
they show a 20-minute movie about the king.
Oh, yeah, beforehand.
And you have to stand.
Yeah, and you have to watch that before they get to see the movie.
But no, you have to stand and salute it. Right?
That's in Thailand?
Yeah.
That sounds like North Korea.
No. And then when you're walking down the street at like 6 p.m., they have all these speakers in Thailand, and a music starts playing.
Propaganda.
Right. And you have to freeze, right, until the music's done, and then you can move on.
Did they want you to,
right? But this is what I did, because I was there with a bunch of actors and stuff from Australia.
Yeah.
So we would be walking in the park, and the people would freeze, and I would do this. for like 12 minutes, right? And then when the music stopped, I would see how long I could stay in this position. For like 45 minutes, I would do it to make people laugh.
Wait, what's coming out of the speaker?
Like some music and some propaganda,
like
about the king.
Anthem?
Yeah. And also, there were statues of the king, right?
Yeah.
And I would do stuff like to piss, like I would just piss off like the production. Like we would see it, and I would spit on the. I would take a gum and just spit it at the king. You could get me beheaded.
Can they hurt you
for
that?
Yeah, they can behead you for it.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, didn't the Thai king just come out after like 20 years in hiding? Wasn't that a news story that just came out? Did you read that?
I don't know that much about history. I'm just telling you the rules.
No. I'm saying he like.
I'm just telling you the rules, man.
He never makes appearances.
Yeah.
And apparently he just made an appearance.
Thank you for being a bad friend.